This episode brought to you by Correlation and BankJoy. On the show today, we have Redstone Products' very own Bill Murphy and Launch Credit Union's Joe Maracci talking about how Redstone helped Launch with their information and cybersecurity compliance. Check it out. What do we have a show for you today? We have Mr. Bill Murphy right next to me from Redstone. Bill, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. Looking very dapper today in the vest and the tie. Love it. Good look. Good look. It's a good look. And then right below us is Mr. Joe Maracci from Launch Credit Union. Joe, good to have you back in the studio lounge, so to speak. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Great to see you again, Mike.
Yeah, good to see you. I hope all is well in your neck of the woods and in your respective necks of the woods, if that's proper grammar. So hope all's going well. And today we're talking about how Redstone has helped Launch Credit Union with its kind of compliance and risk mitigation, all that stuff that's so important that a lot of credit unions are wrestling with today. But first, Bill, I'm going to start with you. Can you briefly tell us about your new QSO Redstone projects, or Redstone Protects, rather, and why you guys decided to launch this venture kind of in a shrinking market, actually, because there's a lot of credit union consolidation going on.
Right. So I'll give you just the short story on it. But Redstone Technologies, I founded in 2001, right before 9/11. So we got founded a month before 9/11, the trade centers came down. And from the beginning, I had actually started working with credit unions maybe in 98, 99 with a previous vendor, and then launched Redstone. And so we have our roots and our DNA firmly within the credit union community, and really post the trauma from that event, have just been building a credit union focused business ever since. Mm-hmm. And what we decided to do is launch this new business. And really the idea kind of germinated with Launch back last year. And we thought, you know, let's build a purpose-built organization, because we had always worked with QSOs. We just never thought of ourselves as a QSO. And so we basically put Redstone Protects together as a business really dedicated to securing the lives of tens of millions of people throughout the United States. Because at the big level, my big ambition is to secure the lives of a billion people. And so within the Redstone Protects umbrella, we can hit tens of millions of members and United States citizens across the country.
Good. And tell us real quickly about Redstone Protects. For those out there who may not be familiar with you guys, but to just give us a quick 30-second elevator speech, sure, if you will.
So Redstone Protects focuses on governance and compliance, security, governance and compliance solutions for credit unions. So that could be anywhere from penetration testing, governance and controls, risk assessments, social engineering, and really just making sure that as the NCUA comes in and really is applying really stringent IT security controls, that we can come in and really support credit unions and making sure that they pass. I call it defense. Like, we want to make sure that we secure the defense of a credit union so they can play offense, because really the leaders like Joe and the CIOs that are running these running credit unions, they got to add membership value, and value is not necessarily always on the defense. It's on offense. It's the services you can provide to the membership. And so our vision is to really provide that peace of mind layer on the back end, so we become that trusted partner and that trusted business that can help.
Indeed. Great, great. And after a long weekend of football, we all get the defense and the offense. So for sure. All right, Joe, I'm going to come to you, get the creating perspective here. So what was going on at Launch that prompted you all to look for a solution like Redstone's? What was going on there?
Well, certainly data security is really critical for all of us in the credit union world. And it's foundational really to building trust with members. But that said, Bill sort of touched on it, that, you know, ideally, it's not a function that we really want to be that focused on at the credit union level. It's a great thing to outsource to someone else. You can get both the economies of scale, so you can offer the data protection at a more cost-effective price, but also, and equally important, really even more important, is the economies of scope, where you really get that expertise and that we could never have in-house, even as a billion-dollar credit union. So it was really about, you know, finding the right partner then so that we can focus on our members and really our strategic growth initiatives, mm-hmm, and where we add value. As opposed to, you know, playing defense, as Bill said, sort of on data security issues, which the members certainly expect from us, but it doesn't really add value in terms of meeting their financial needs. So that really was central, just how do we provide that data security that's needed in order to have that foundation of trust without it becoming a distraction to us really adding value to our members.
Indeed. And so what led you guys to Red Zone? What was the attraction there, and why did you guys go with them?
Well, we have a relationship that goes back a few years with them. We went through an RFP process headed up by our CIO to find someone to partner with to help us with the data security. And we selected Red Zone. And you know, 2-3 years into this process, we were really impressed with the results. And so we started having this conversation with Bill about how do we help him, you know, reach out to other credit unions and bring that benefit to other credit unions. Yeah. And through that, really, that conversation is where this idea of a QSO emerged, particularly around the compliance and being able to satisfy the regulators and improve our overall risk management in that area.
And so, I love stories like this. And Bill, so let's dive into the weeds here a little bit. So how did you guys come in and work with the folks at Launch?
Well, as Joe just was sharing, originally it started out as they were a customer of ours, but we really wanted to elevate and really have a big impact. I think there was a really shared vision between Joe and Mark on his team, and we thought, you know, we don't want to just put this together as a hobby. We want to put this together and have a big, big, big impact in the whole industry, because even though the credit market is shrinking, there's still thousands and thousands of credit unions. There's multiple thousands of credit unions. It might be consolidating, but that happens naturally within industries. And we thought, what can we do to have a huge impact? Because unfortunately, security, unlike the CFO, this is a great analogy. A CFO has GAAP accounting standards. They have balance sheets. They have income statements. There is a debit and a credit. There's really strong definition about what it means to be successful financially. And there's a lot of maturity in that. But there's not a lot of maturity in the security areas. So we wanted to bring 20 years of experience, but not just that. We have and it's important. Joe and I talked about it. It's not just, we wanted to have a team. And so on the board and between our board and between all of the folks and the amount of time we have in the industry, we have over 269 years of experience at the board level of security, but also in what credit unions need and want. And so it was really important that we go at this from a team approach. And so as we build this out, we want to make sure that there's governance. We want to make sure that there's a lot of security know-how, but ultimately we're consolidating a really fragmented security landscape. There's a lot of opinions. There's no AICPA standard of debits and credits with security. So we want to bring definition to that within the credit union industry so that, again, there's peace of mind knowing that if you do business with this QSO, it's that you've got a governance standard that you can depend on.
Indeed. And so let's come back to you, Joe, on this. So how have you guys benefited since working with Red Zone?
Well, right off the top, I mean, we've seen our examination results improve, you know, significantly. So, I mean, that's given us a lot more peace of mind. And it's not just, you know, management that's looking at this. On my board, I actually have someone who, he just retired. He was a chief information security officer for a healthcare provider, our major healthcare provider in our area. And he has a computer, I think it's a certified information security manager designation, you know, so he has expertise in this. And so he's on our board, and I know he's, you know, he's felt a lot better about our capabilities in that area.
Yeah.
And so it's really, I mean, I think it's been a win internally with our board and certainly our risk management function at the governance level, but also with the examiners, our results there have been much better. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, ultimately, it's just allowed us to focus on our members and really do a better job meeting their needs and being more proactive in that area.
Wow, what a feather in your cap to have somebody like that on your board.
We have a pretty high caliber board in general, and they do a good job of recruiting expertise in different areas. So, it's a feather in our cap, or it's also, you know, helps push management to really get to the next level. And that's really, you know, part of why we connected with Bill and Red Zone Protex.
Yeah. And you mentioned, you know, do you have any other results to share as well? Cause I mean, obviously the ones that you already mentioned are super important, but anything else to share with us?
Well, I think just peace of mind. I sleep better at night. Mike, and that's pretty important. It just, we do rest, I think, easier now. I think it's a nightmare for any of us potentially as a CEO of a credit union to be on the 11 o'clock news, in the evening, mm-hmm. explaining why we've had a breach in data. So it's, I feel we've reduced that risk level and again, really freed up our focus to take care of our members rather than, dealing with regulatory compliance and issues that are quite important, but ultimately not as visible in terms of its impact on members.
Yeah. Well, I mean, where would you say security ranks in your thought process on a daily basis? I mean, it's got to be top two, I would imagine.
Yes. Well, it is when you say what's most important to us, it's typically right up in the top two or three. But really, because of this relationship that we have in place now and having the right partner, I don't really spend a lot of time day to day thinking about it.
Right.
So that's really the win. And that's what we wanted to, that was the genesis of the whole QSO and that conversation of how can we, help more credit unions benefit from Redstone Protects.
Yeah, no doubt. And Bill, coming back to you. So what's next for the QSO now? Because, you're working with Launch and you've already had some great results there. And it sounds like word is going to start to spread here. So what's next for you guys in the immediate future? And even working more with Launch as well.
Yeah, two points to that, Mike. Thanks for that question. One is, this is just to remind, everybody knows in the QSO nomenclature is well known in the industry. However, you take a company like Redzone and then you carve it out and you provide that expertise to a QSO. What's really interesting is that people maybe not realize this, but there's a really strong governance standard within the QSO itself because it is an invested by credit union. So it's a really powerful mix of ownership by the credit union and then lead thought leadership in security from multiple decades. And so I have really liked to have that because it really, it's a collision domain that's been very, very fruitful because Joe and his team bring up really powerful ideas that it allows us to respond real time to provide that value to the membership. So I've really appreciated that as a direct relationship. And then secondly, is that this is a unique QSO in the sense that we're growing not only organically, but we're growing by acquisition. So we're actually buying other expert providers throughout the United States. So our goal is in the East Coast, three in the East Coast, two in the Midwest, and three in the West Coast.
Wow.
So that we have a consolidated, very powerful organization that we can serve credit unions from coast to coast. That's a big vision because we didn't want this to just be a kind of a solo endeavor between two. We wanted this idea to multiply mm-hmm. and for us to have a big impact on members because one secured credit union could be 10,000 members affected to 100,000 to 200,000 members
completely.
Affected. So if you go to our website, you'll see we have just with that one acquisition we did 2 months ago, we now have 14 million members protected under that because we have over 207 credit unions that we're now servicing with the leadership of 268 years of leadership. So I say that because those are real numbers from just an idea with Joe, myself, and Mark last year to now a viable business that's already doing tremendous good in the credit union community.
Well, you guys are going to have a very interesting 2022, it sounds like. You're poised for great things, even more great things. And I like how you said that, like when Joe was talking about how his board really drives management or drives his credit union, it sounds like your credit unions drive you guys to do better as well. So that's kind of how it works. So, and that's a good thing because you want that driver right behind you. So pushing you to do great things. So anything else here, gentlemen, to wrap up? Bill, I'll let you go first. Any final thoughts here? Because I mean, we could go on for another hour at least easily on this topic, but you guys have to.
I think one interesting thing that I've observed through the years is the NCUA can come in and kind of try to push people around. And they try to push the leadership within a credit union around on the IT side. And what we've always found very, very strong is aligning ourselves with the credit union to make sure in the leadership, to make sure they have the confidence to, I call it creating a defensible security posture based on risk. So not all risk is created equally. And just because there is a bit of risk, it means that the board and the leadership may choose to accept that risk because they want to tackle other risk. But having a defensible security posture is very, very important because it means that you can argue cogently, you can argue thoughtfully, and you can defend your position because if you get pushed around, it causes a budget increase because you then have to chase, solutions and technologies and things maybe that you wouldn't. So we like to do this. It's like health and fitness. It's very difficult to be healthy in 1 month and be fit in 1 month. It's over time. Yeah. And so as people do business with Red Zone Protects, they're doing business for time because you have to build your maturity over a series of quarters, over a series of budget cycles. So that's what we're most excited about is building those, continuing to build those long-term relationships yeah. over time.
Consistency. Joe, I'll let you have the final word here from the credit union perspective.
Yeah, I just encourage other credit unions to really look at Red Zone Protects and take advantage of the opportunity because from my perspective, yeah, certainly data security has never been more important. We all know about ransomware and the mm-hmm. types of events that are happening even outside of credit unions. And from my perspective, I spend less time on this day to day now than I did 3 years ago. And I think we're clearly, I think, in a better position in terms of our data security that's mm-hmm. been validated certainly by our NCOA exams, but also by our internal exams and other risk mitigation processes. So I just encourage other credit unions out there that it really allows you to get in that proactive mode and focus on taking care of our members and doing the business that we, really makes us different in the marketplace.
Yep. That's what it's all about right there. That's the bottom line right there. Yeah. So good stuff, gentlemen. Well, I'm going to let you all get back to work. Appreciate the time and look forward to the next chat. This is fantastic stuff and congrats on the success already. Well done, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
You are welcome.